going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us on the Trocar College Live Line this morning, political analyst Steve Roberts, looking at everything going on in Washington. Steve, kind of ask what the latest change in tariffs by the Trump administration, or at least change that we were told about on social media, with the president saying steel and aluminum tariffs up once again. This constantly shifting, moving of the goalposts when it comes to tariffs, what sort of impact is it having in Washington?
Well, it's very distressing to a lot of people because investors, companies that are thinking of expanding, hiring new workers, all of the countless decisions that go into economic activity and economic vitality, they get frozen by uncertainty. And people, you know, it's not just the nature of the tariffs, it's the nature of the decision-making process that's alarming so many people, because businesses don't like uncertainty. And that's the way Trump makes decisions is so mercurial and so episodic, without planning, the people are just pulling back. And you also, the second factor here that is alarming people is the worldwide declining confidence in American Treasury bonds. The United States runs this enormous budget deficit. The way we pay for it is to issue bonds. And these bonds have been the gold standard around the world for many, many years, backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. It's the best investment in the world. But people now, in the first few months of the Trump administration, we see these bonds are less attractive. Foreign investors are doubting the stability and the reliability of the American economy. As a result, we have to pay more as a country to sell these bonds. We have to set higher interest rates, and that just means the deficit's going to get bigger because it costs more to finance the deficit. So the bottom line to your question is that it's just the key word is uncertainty here. And that is continues to plague the markets and continues to cause investors and companies to just hunker down and delay decisions.
Steve, the president clearly did not like the term taco trade when it was brought up last week by a reporter. I mean, will he react to that in some way?
Well, he already has. You know, he's absolutely furious at the reporter for even bringing this up. He would say that this is negotiation. He would say that what he's doing is bringing the shrewdness and the understanding of negotiations that he honed over decades as a successful businessman to the White House. But some of his critics will point out, well, yeah, he wasn't as successful as he says he was. He ran a number of companies into bankruptcy. He faced innumerable lawsuits as a result of some of his business dealings. And people are saying that, you know, trying to translate the rough and tumble negotiating tactics of the New York real estate world, which is how Trump was trained, that's how he grew up, to international economics just doesn't translate very well. Look, he still has the very strong support of Republicans in Congress, partly because they have natural vested interest in his success. All Republicans on some level need and hope for a successful Republican presidency, but also they're afraid of him. He has shown over and over and over again he's willing and able to unleash his social media weapons against anybody who strays. So even though there might be a lot of doubts about how he's conducted his economic policy, there are very few Republicans, very few, who at least so far been willing or able to stand up to him.
Steve, this attack yesterday in Colorado happens just about a week after two people were gunned down in Washington. The subject to both attacks, Jewish Americans. What is the concern level of this rise in anti-Semitic attacks backed by people who are really driven by this conflict thousands of miles away here in the U.S.?
Well, obviously, this is a conflict that cuts very deeply for many Arab Americans, particularly those of Palestinian origin. And, you know, we went through a period of mass protests on college campuses, over a year ago, and those more visible protests have clearly died out. There were an occasional flare-up at Columbia or other campuses, but the mass protests have died out. But the underlying fear, the underlying anger, the underlying grievance of Palestinian Americans hasn't gone away. And while a lot of Americans are no longer focused on the Middle East, no longer following the developments there, the fact is that the casualties continue. There was just another incident over the weekend. And so for people who have a direct personal connection to the situation in the occupied territories, these grievances have not gone away. In fact, in many ways, they've been aggravated, in part because they think the world is no longer paying attention.
You know, security where Jews congregate has already increased over the last few years. How much more can they add?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you're right that this is not a new problem for Jewish congregations around the world. They have had to, let's remember, you know, the attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh just a few years ago. For all the ways in which you can look at this from different perspectives, you can say that the grievances of the Palestinians have not gone away, but you can also say that the threat to the Jewish community remains real. It's one thing to have a debate. It's one thing to write op-ed page pieces denouncing Israeli policies. It's very different to threaten the lives and the livelihoods of individuals. And it's just a reflection of how deep these divisions really run, even when they don't attract a lot of headlines and attention.
Well, Steve, thank you for the time. Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live this morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.